Great. Well, I've got Steve with me this morning, Steve Hurst. We'll try and shuffle up so you can see a bit of him and a bit of me. And Happy New Year to you all. I do apologise that we obviously didn't read this service through carefully enough, did we, Steve?
Oh, I
never did. At the end, so I'm afraid the coffee morning is on the 11th of January at the golf club, and we should have changed that on the bottom of this sheet. Anyway, I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour has been born to you. Alleluia. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Alleluia. He is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. We worship and adore him. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assume the frailty of our mortal flesh. May the light of your love be born in us to fill our hearts with joy as we sing. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
A Song of the Bride. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God,
who has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity.
As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels,
for as the earth puts forth her blossom, and as seeds in the garden spring up,
so shall God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest,
until her deliverance shines out like the dawn, and her salvation as a burning torch.
The nations shall see your deliverance,
and all the rulers shall see your glory.
Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give.
You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Lord of grace and truth, we confess our unworthiness to stand in your presence as your children. We have sinned.
Forgive and heal us.
The Virgin Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our disobedience to your will. We have sinned.
Forgive and heal us.
Your Son, our Saviour, was born in poverty in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. We have sinned.
Forgive and heal us.
The shepherds left their flocks to go to Bethlehem. Forgive our self-interest and lack of vision. We have sinned.
Forgive and heal us.
The wise men followed the star to find Jesus the King. Forgive our reluctance to seek you. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us,
and we have seen his glory.
We turn now to our psalm. And we begin by saying a refrain together. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob, remember the marvels the Lord has done. He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who believe, for what God has promised will be fulfilled.
The first reading is taken from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our canticle this morning, words taken from Isaiah chapter 11, a song of God's chosen one. We begin by saying the refrain together. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, with a little child to lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
Second reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, let me say it again. Happy New Year. I do hope that you've all had a very happy Christmas and will have a peaceful and joy-filled year ahead. It's lovely to be with you again as we step into a new year together. How important it is that we do this together. We are not alone. We travel through this life with our friends. It all feels rather odd not to be looking at the story of the wise men this morning, but we will save that for next week. In the meantime, we will look at the tail end of the nativity narrative as recorded by Luke, the story of the shepherds visiting the manger after the angels had left them dumbfounded on the hillside outside Bethlehem. I wonder why Luke chose to include this event over the many others he could have chosen to record. I suspect he was trying to teach us something. I suspect he was trying to make a point. Of course, we have become so used to shepherds featuring in school nativity plays and on the front of Christmas cards looking all sweet, holding fluffy lambs in their arms, that the role of the shepherd has become sentimentalized. However, it is worth reminding ourselves that the shepherds received a message directly from angels, and there aren't many people recorded in the Bible who can say that. The list is pretty sparse. Abraham, Lot, Daniel, Zechariah, the women at the tomb, and Peter, to name but a few. And of course, the characters in the nativity stories. So the shepherds are in select company. They, like Mary, were given an angelic message, and they set us an example and a challenge for 2023. Luke tells us, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Firstly, when the shepherds had heard the good news about Jesus from the angels, they went to see for themselves. How easy it is to hear what someone else says and to leave it at that, instead of investigating and seeing for ourselves. The shepherds were curious. They were inquisitive. And they wanted to find out if the good news that the angels had told them was true. They wanted to experience it for themselves. How often have I missed out on something because I have failed to try the experience? I think this is especially true with things to do with faith and worship. "Oh no," I can hear myself thinking, when someone is telling me with great enthusiasm about worshipping in silence or with a band or with a group of choristers or with a rapper or with the liturgy or without the liturgy or through liturgical dance or on Zoom. "Oh no," I can think dismissively, "I wouldn't like that. I don't want that. And I haven't even tried it." Secondly, the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. When the shepherds had seen Jesus for themselves, they spread the word. They told others what the angels had told them and what they had seen for themselves. This was eyewitness testimony, and the result was that all who heard it were amazed. We have no idea what the people who heard the shepherd's story were led to believe, but we are told that they were amazed. Did they just leave it at that? Or were there many more amazed visitors to the manger that night, wanting to see the good news for themselves? I wonder. What we do know is that telling people about the baby in the manger had a profound effect on the shepherds. Luke tells us that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. When we recount our experience of God, when we tell others about the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it doesn't just have an effect on those who are listening. It affects us as we proclaim the stories of God's work and our experiences. Faith comes from hearing the message of good news. As the letter to the Romans says, how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news, for Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Jesus Christ. And that's from Romans chapter 10. Faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from really listening. It's easy not to listen carefully. How easy it is to be distracted. The shepherds seem to have been far more deeply affected than the rest of the people. And maybe that is because they received the message directly from angels, while everyone else heard it from ordinary shepherds. After all, the shepherds didn't have any social standing, and I doubt whether they were particularly eloquent. How easy it is to dismiss the message by focusing our attention on the messenger rather than the message. Let's learn from the shepherds. Let us take every opportunity in 2023 to speak the message of good news to those we know. Let's begin the new year by having beautiful feet, the beautiful feet of messengers who bring good news, and not worry that we may not be elegant or impressive. And as we learn to speak and to listen, let's take Mary as our example. Luke tells us that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary pondered what she had heard from the shepherds. The word pondered and the Greek word used means to put in context, to think something through. It is to look at a verse from the Bible and ask, what does this word mean? How does it fit in with the other things I know to be true? How does it fit in with the rest of the Bible? Psalm 119, verse 130 says, the teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. Or break open your words, let the light shine out, let ordinary people see the meaning. Or the unfolding of your word gives light. I love all those translations. The unfolding of your word, like the unfolding of a map, or one of those raincoats that comes in a tiny bag, but when you unfold it, it grows and grows and grows. It becomes useful and invaluable. God's word is like that. It unfolds. When we ponder God's word and take our time over it, we discover a multitude of things contained within it. Luke says that Mary not only pondered what she had heard, but she treasured what she had heard. To treasure something is to value it, to savor it, to keep it alive in your heart. Mary doesn't just try to understand what she has heard, but she takes it to her innermost being and it becomes a part of her. I have hidden your word in my heart, says the psalmist. I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart. Hiding God's word in your heart and treasuring it inevitably means allowing the word to affect you and change you. It is a powerful and transformative thing to do. It means that I have to ask myself questions like, how will my life be different if I really believed this? How would it change the things I do, my relationships, my worship? We need to do both of those things, to ponder and to treasure. And so on this New Year's Day, with all that lies before us, let us be inspired by the shepherds to tell people the good news of Jesus Christ. And let us follow Mary's example to ponder and treasure the word of God. Amen.
Let us pray. Today, in all the demands, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas and a new year without someone they love. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the delights, we pray for those who are facing a new year alone. We pray for those who are unwell. Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Cynthia, Jackie, Mary, Henrietta, Tony, Donald, Diana, Roman, Ruth, Mike, Bob, Keith, Janice. We pray for those whose family and friends, who have died and the family and friends of those who have died. Nancy Eyre, Michelle Goldsworthy, God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the celebration, we pray for those who are facing conflicts. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the times at tables, we pray for those who are hungry. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Amen. The collect for today. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that, as he came to share in our humanity, so we may share the life of his divinity who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve, for helping me this morning. Thank you for turning up and for your company on this New Year's Day. You can all go off and have a snooze now if you saw the new hearing. And I hope to see you next week. We'll be back to normal sending the service out. And don't forget that the coffee morning is a week on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the golf club. And everybody is very welcome. I do hope you get better if you're coughing and spluttering and not feeling too good. And see you next week. God bless. Bye-bye. Oh dear, pew, cough and splutter. Bye.